This is Carrie. I'm on a roll today. Happy future Memorial Day weekend. Wanted to just touch base on the vehicles, the electric vehicles, and what, you know, what that would entail, right? The charging stations. Now, who's going to use the charging stations while the carriers are out delivering? Would it be their own personal vehicles being charged? And it just sounds like a logistic mess, the parking lots. So what if the post office basically inherited or was donated the corporate fleet hybrid cars, vehicles that exist? Of course, for the carrier end, the driver's side would have to be moved over to the right-hand corner. And that shouldn't take too much to make deliveries happen, right, that way. But it sounds like the order that already went in didn't even consider right-handed, right-sided drivers. The first bunch of electric vehicles were ordered with drivers on the left side, according to DeJoy. Now, he's ordering these through Oshkosh Defense. Oshkosh specializes in transporting military vehicles overseas. So LDJ Global Strategies. Postmaster DeJoy is CEO of that. Logistics again, real estate. And so LDJ Global Strategies, you have that going on, right? He just spoke to the Institute of World Politics. So obviously he's got the controlling the whole world on his mind, on his agenda. And so anyway, that aside, I'm just thinking the post office could save a whole lot of money if we got the existing hybrids, and that would cause the corporations around America to go electric first. And that way they would have the electric charging stations if needed in emergencies, you know, could, while their fleet is out, if ours go down, et cetera. Now, I'm sure the electric charging stations probably are all solar as well. But what if it's, you know, June gloom and there is no sun? You know, all of this could happen. So I'm just thinking of the Buffalo blizzards you might have never even known happened, because if you looked on USPS.com under residential and, you know, under the any kind of delivery issues, people called up right and left to 1-800-ASK-USPS asking if the Buffalo post offices were still open, and we didn't show on the listing that any were closed. But imagine being a carrier and being stranded. You know, I saw a video clip. It was taken down as soon as it was put up. But three guys during the blizzard came across this man, non-postal. He was in a tan coat with the sheep wool or whatever on the inside. It looked like he was stranded, walked, and just fell face forward while he was walking for help. Now imagine being a carrier and your electric vehicle battery is frozen and you'd have to wait for it to thaw and then find an electric charging station. So for safety, number one safety issue, at least the carrier fleets should be able to have some gas in there so they can always get home, always get back to the postal base. So that's why I'm thinking that the post office, if they went hybrid, plus sometimes we get calls about speeding vehicles, hybrids. That's why the police force doesn't like hybrids. They can't catch the robber, or, you know, et cetera. So anyway, that's my two cents on, and it certainly would, I mean, it could be a tax write-off possibly for these corporations that have the hybrid fleets, right? And so just thinking of it from that, as I'm thinking of it purely from our letter carriers not freezing out there driving an electric vehicle with a frozen battery. And I'm also thinking of how much money can be saved. We don't even know what the whole balance on the USPS bailout is. You know, the last time that DeJoy asked for money, what's the balance of that, right? So, yeah, think about that. Save USPS some money. I also want to draw some attention to the biggest breach in the U.S. that was submitted to oversight on May 17th when it wasn't included in that security update by USPS on May 12th, which starts out how the carriers are getting robbed. Yeah. Government federal workers aren't supposed to talk bad about the entity. The entity doesn't really report negative things, such as like the performance standard that DeJoy is getting a bonus from. It doesn't include any non-delivered mail due to theft or vandalism, etc. You could find that report on if you just Google USPS OIG and the word non-delivered, or maybe it's undelivered. And I've been submitting reports about non-delivered mail I've been at the post office for almost 29 years, but I'm an agent at the 800 number. So that's like a slap in the face. Every time his average performance press releases 2.5 average days, he hasn't even considered the humans, the other half of the whole formula, the people he was hired to serve. So that whole human aspect, he has no experience in delivering humans. And you can hear, once again, I've repeated this, if you look at the oversight committee, the Congress members speaking, how many of them say they reached out to him, you know, even as soon as he started, like a retired USPSer and Congresswoman, retired Rep. Brenda Lawrence, who some unions want Brenda in place to replace Postmaster DeJoy. The sooner the better. And also, well, the informed delivery breach, just to kind of give you the scoop on that, I did a podcast about that. So unless you moved into a house, it's brand new with a brand new address, you could have previous residents there by accident or on purpose, still getting the emails showing what's coming to their address. Now, if they did a change of address and use the same email, then our computer would notice, oh, they moved, and they would get an email saying, oh, we're suspending your informed delivery. But if they don't do that by mistake, or they want to escape the creditors from tracking them down, then you could, maybe you moved into a place 5 years ago, you don't even know what informed delivery is, you don't even have a computer, but there could be, you know, five other entities, previous residents that live there that never cut off or unsubscribe from those informed deliveries. So they could be seeing pictures. Basically, when I would get those calls, a lot of them, any agent you talk to now would be able to tell you, yes, during the pandemic, a lot of people called in when those stimulus checks went out, you know, thinking they're calling the local post office. Oh, can I come pick up my check? They're just about to deliver it today. Well, the agents just say, oh, if that's your old address, it's either going to get forwarded or returned to sender. Oh, I didn't put in a change of address. Okay, then it'll be returned to sender. Well, I ask more information. And when they tell me, yes, they've been seeing the informed delivery emails, they never changed anything, I tell them, well, that's a federal offense. You're virtually spying on someone's incoming mail. And I try and put the fear of God into them, tell them to unsubscribe, or I'll say, do you want to talk to tech support? And, but usually, you know, it's up to them. So that's the biggest breach in U.S. history. Plus, I'm very concerned with the rate of speed that Louis DeJoy needs all of these sorting machines in place with the extra sensitive sensors and barcode readers. What else are they reading besides barcodes and all of that? He really needs this done quickly. What is his big goal? The contents of the May 14th presentation, and that's was called Transforming the United States Postal Service, or transitioning, I forget. The content is secret, but there's a request for the content, so stay tuned for that. I'd like to read it or watch it word for word, and believe me, I will pick it apart. I've put out the word out there to find a video editor to take all of the clips directly from Louis DeJoy's mouth during the oversight hearings, during his speeches at all the other EDUs, Duke University. I don't have any planes. Notice he says I. Well, the post office has hundreds of thousands of workers, and we're we. Isn't it funny that Louis DeJoy is coining the word eagle, the scholarships that he gives to the Institute of World Politics are Eagle scholarships. The magazine he puts out to the workforce and stakeholders, who are they, is called Eagle. And now Ground Advantage is what, you know, ground. He has to brand the post office as Ground. So he's got ideas that are going to take off in flight. And I'm telling you this so you're not caught in the dark or caught off guard. You can't deny this. Now, my LinkedIn, Karen M. Nielsen, N-I-E-L-S-E-N, is full of top executives at USPS. The Board of Governors are aware of my existence. Governor Ron Stroman saw the petition to get rid of Louis DeJoy, the Move On petition that almost has 1 million signatures. The shortcut I bought for under $10 a year is, get this, delivering the number 4, America.com. Please sign that and share it, and let's get this guy out. I'm also going to be interviewed by a radio station manager, and I will be listing all of the postal historians, all of the employees that have documented every move for decades of what's happening within the post office. You are totally appreciated. I've only been doing this. I've only been opening up my mouth for the past 5.5 weeks. And you guys have worked decades on this. I also want to give a shout out to Frank Albergo, A-L-B-E-R-G-O. He doesn't really correspond with me. I'm just reading all of his reports about all of the crime. Now, if you want to see the crime yourself, you don't really find it on USPS. They do have that security update where they don't even, well, they start out saying, you know, the carriers are getting robbed. They're being approached with guns. And at the end, it says to make your mail safe, hand it to a carrier. I do not recommend that. Carriers are trained to have people stay at bay because we have a lot of nosy people that want to just see what's being sorted into other people's mailboxes, etc. And it's a safety hazard, especially now. So if you go on to YouTube, oh, and also put in Dominic DeJoy on YouTube, Dominic ending in I-C-K, or Dominic versus Louis DeJoy on YouTube, and Lisa Graves, G-R-A-V-E-S, has a video explaining how Louis tricked Dominic out of the family fortune, New Breed, which was sold to XPO Logistics. It's another thing. Every time I see one of their trucks, I'm just reminded of this whole, oh my gosh, this horrible thing that happened. And that's the DeJoy family basically permeating throughout the post office over the past few decades. That's what's bringing it all down. The report, USPS OIG key, when the postal police, which Frank Albergo talks about, when they were taken off a postal street patrol, which DeJoy just said on May 17th that they never were on street patrol. He said some other things that are totally false as well. That's why a video editor would be great, just to string all of these up. My phone number is 562-804-5625. Again, area code 562-804-5625. If you have any keywords for me to look up, I'd appreciate it. So if you look on that report in 2020, you'll just see that it's basically notification to all the criminals that the, you know, there's more than just them competing for mailbox contents. And if they can find a dirty carrier to just order duplicate keys, now how does that make sense? Having the workforce deliver mail and packages to the same addresses in the same zip code where there's a zillion keys. I personally reported 2 zip codes over 10 years ago in Long Beach, California, 90804, 90814. When I was emptying those blue collection boxes at 5150 PCH, the big tall building diagonal from D. Piazza's Rock and Roll Dinner Club. And right after a 3-day weekend, not one piece of mail was in any of those boxes. So there was a lazy criminal out there, or someone without common sense, that didn't leave a few pieces in there. So I called every single post office within Long Beach asking if they happened to send somebody to do my job. And then I called postal inspection. Now, these keys have been used over and over. And one of the last phone calls, I haven't answered a phone call since August 15th. One of the last phone calls I answered was from someone that had a check washed from one of those 2 zip codes. And I just came a full 360. And just the fact that if you look up USPS OIG and non-delivered, you'll see that all the phone calls we've been making over the past years, those statistics have not gone anywhere. So basically, Louis DeJoy is fudging federal financial information, misleading the public, and he should just be fired. So that's the scoop on hybrid vehicles, saving money, saving lives, and the inside scoop on Postmaster General Louis DeJoy, to jail, to joy.